Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. A Southwest Queensland crime advocate is pleased the government is considering the recommendations from the failed Youth Justice Reform Committee. Ken Cunliffe was one of the many advocates that called for a bipartisan approach to youth crime. He's glad the recommendations are in front of Cabinet, but disappointed in the potential lack of support for victims of non-violent crimes due to costs.
The level of support that they would have to provide would be relative to the amount of crime that's happening in the community. And if they can contain that to normal or reasonable levels, then that expense would not be that high.
After nearly 3 weeks, the Queensland Parliament's petition aiming to protect the Great Artesian Basin will close today. Sponsored by Australian Katter Party leader Robbie Katter, the petition is challenging Glencore's application to pump carbon emissions into the water supply. It comes as AgForce launched legal proceedings to challenge the proposal. They will be back in court in August to seek federal judicial review of the 2022 decision. Queensland Concussion is building the future of concussion treatment in our sports industry. The study from the Queensland Brain Institute at 9 schools, including Toowoomba Grammar, is following student athletes in rugby, basketball, and swimming. The study's end goal is to develop a finger prick test to determine when someone can come back to competition. And the Toowoomba Valleys are looking to continue their momentum after claiming their first win of the year over the weekend. Coach Matthew Schilt says he is happy with the 56-10 victory on Sunday.
You know, we've still got a lot of work to do, but we started to show glimpses of what we can do and we can control the ball, and it's probably important that we just move forward. That's the standard that we set for ourselves.
The Valleys are sitting sixth on the ladder, while the Warwick Cowboys are on top.